show preferential treatment in business dealings with members of your own race. Phase out all dealings with Jews as soon as possible. Do not employ niggers or other coloreds. Have social contacts only with members of your own racial family. Preferential dealings. Today, the Jew has an overwhelming monopoly in business and trade, not only in America, but throughout the world. It is therefore almost impossible to as much as turn around, but what you are doing business with is some Jewish chain store or some other Jewish outfit, regardless of whether you are buying clothes or a car or groceries. It is therefore difficult, if not almost impossible, at this juncture, not to do business with the Jews, either unintentionally or otherwise. However, there are any number of transactions in which we do have a choice. In the professions, for instance, when choosing a lawyer, an accountant, a dentist, a doctor, we certainly can and must avoid having any dealings whatsoever with Jews. Exercise racial loyalty in selecting a real estate agent or a contractor to build a house. We certainly can and must give our business to members of our own race and avoid the Jew like the plague. In going to a hardware store or other retail stores that are not part of chain stores, we can certainly select those that are not owned by Jews. We can pretty well take for granted that most chain stores are owned by Jews or under the control of Jews. In any case, if all white people were indoctrinated with the idea of avoiding business with the Jews, in fact boycotted them, it would not be long before the white businesses would be supreme. Even the chain stores would be reduced in importance and the Jews driven to the wall. Whereas this is not the main means of driving the Jew from power and influence, it is nevertheless an important adjunct to our total program of cutting down the Jew and creating racial loyalty amongst the white people. We will thereby further be forging a political and religious force that will drive the Jew from power and drive him from our shores. A part of this program should also be the refusal of the white man to ever work for a Jew or a Jewish outfit. In regards to the nigger, while we are in the transition period, where we are not yet united enough to ship the nigger back to Africa, we should immediately institute the policy of increasingly refusing to give any jobs whatsoever to the niggers. We should not employ them as lawn maintenance men, or as maids, or as waiters in restaurants, not even as dishwashers. We should refuse them jobs as cab drivers, ditch diggers, manual laborers, as carpenter's helpers, or any other job. Some people will argue that they would then automatically go on welfare and further aggravate the load upon the white taxpayer. Unfortunately, this is true, but it is better from our point of view to relegate the nigger to the position of being a completely useless parasite in our society. It is better to have him destroy himself with dope, drink, and shiftlessness. It will soon become overwhelmingly clear to the average white person that the nigger is a useless parasite in our society and must be removed. It will then become obvious to the most idiotic bleeding heart that the only thing we can do with the nigger is ship him back to Africa. A similar policy should be extended in the presence of goods manufactured by the colored races. Our country at present is flooded with products made in Japan, or from Hong Kong, or in Taiwan, or even in Israel, in factories built with American money. It is much better to buy American-made goods in the first place, or preference must be given to those made in, say, England, Sweden, Germany, Austria, or other white countries. These are guidelines for the transition period only. Once we are completely in charge of our own destiny, none of these factors will any longer be a problem. The worst mistake we can make in our thinking is that we can use the nigger as cheap labor. This is the fatal mistake that the white man has made throughout his history. He has allowed the Jew to drag the nigger into our midst to do the hard manual labor, believing that this was necessary and was cheaper than employing white labor. This was a fatal mistake that the white man made in India some 4,000 years ago. It was the mistake that the southern plantation owners made in America over 200 years ago, much to our regret. It is a mistake that the white businessmen and employers are making in South Africa and Rhodesia today. The fact is, we do not need the nigger. In an age of modern technology, the nigger is completely obsolete. He is even more obsolete today than is the horse and buggy. With the advent of the internal combustion engine for power, and the more recent event of electrical power, the last thing in the world the white man needs is the nigger for cheap labor. The fact is, the white man never did need the nigger for any kind of labor. History clearly demonstrates that whereas the South did employ the nigger as a means of cheap labor, the West was won and developed and built completely without any help from the nigger whatsoever. Even in the northeastern United States, including the New England states, progress and prosperity was certainly not impeded by the absence of the nigger. Today, more than ever, what with the internal combustion engine to provide motor power, with hydroelectric power, with huge steam electrical plants, and with the more recent advent of nuclear power, the nigger is about the most useless, obsolete component in the modern white man's world we could possibly think of. He is, however, a very dangerous, festering and rapidly spreading cancer in our racial body. A very urgent and drastic operation must be performed, and it must be performed soon.